Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Increasingly, the concern for youth engagement and progress is prevalent on the minds of many Americans. Stories in the mass media seem to keep everyone on guard. Over the last 7 years, Talk Straight has focused its attention on the plight and salvation of urban American males. In many urban cities, not much has seemed to change very much as it relates to public safety, academic failure, economic disparity, and social frustrations. After a brief hiatus, the Talk Straight show has returned. I'm grateful for each and every one of you tonight, either on Facebook or social media, or right here on the Blog Talk Radio platform, for joining Talk Straight. Yours truly, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, as well as our good friend and co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller, and a very, very special guest. Only for tonight is he a special guest. After this, he's at home. And that is our good friend, Pastor David Lomax, pastor of Mount Sinai Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Asheville, Tennessee. Together, we will open the airways to you, all of our friends and our listening audience, to robust discussion on solutions to the ongoing crisis facing urban American families and youth. And I'm happy again tonight to have each and every one of you to join us. We have a new call-in number. Some of you are used to another number, but tonight, call us in the studio at 563-999-3617. Again, that number to call is 563-999-3617. And you can join us in the live dialogue. Facebook, how you doing? Thank you all, friends, for joining us. Feel free to call us. I want to hear from you. We got some very, very important stuff tonight to talk about. We're going to be talking about a weekend event that the three of us on the air tonight are going to be dealing with, and that's the Fatherhood in Action Weekend, June 16th through the 18th, 2023. We're going to talk more about it, and my good friends are going to help me out here because we are doing this together. In fact, I want to give credit to whom credit is due. Pastor Lomax called me and he said, listen, we got work to do, and, you know, y'all know I ran for office, and we're running our business and doing some other things in and out of town. He said, look here, come on over here, boy. We got work to do. So here we are. Pastor Lomax, how you doing, sir?
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Good to be
with you. Thank you for inviting me, having me on this program. And yes, that's what it's about. It's about the work that we have to do as ministers in reaching these young people and helping to develop them, helping to navigate their minds so that they can face this cool world that we live in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and we could, all of us are grown and old enough to do our own things and be happy about it, right? But God called us to do certain things, and it wouldn't be wise of us to close our eyes. And there's a man. There's a man in the city, and he's seeking to help heal sin sick souls. You know him, Pastor Ricky Waller, a.k.a. Fat Ricky. That was something called him. Y'all, but he's been here laboriously working with us. Welcome, Brother Pastor, back to Talk Straight as we return on this June 6th, 2023. Well, Pastor Waller, say hello to us.
Amen. Hello, how is everybody? It is good to be back in stride again, you know, be able to give back what was so freely given to me. It's a purpose for it. So, yeah, that's good. I tell you what Pastor Lomax just said. You know, he eager about getting something done. So it takes a heart and a mind with a soul that have compassion. And that's what I received out of it. So it's good to be here.
Right. Okay. Well, I'd like to say this. Well, before I get into that, let me just say, if you've listened to Talk Straight over the last few years, you've heard some common voices on here out of Jacksonville, Florida, out of Peoria, Illinois, out of Chicago, out of Selma, Alabama, and Murfreesboro, Tennessee, right here in Nashville. But one of them, God has called her home. That's Mama D out of Peoria, Illinois. And she was a staple here. We recognize her. I had the opportunity to go to Peoria, Illinois, and be a part of a funeral with her children and her other family members. And we just want to pray that God bless her family as she rests in peace. Mama Dan out of Peoria, Illinois there. But having said that, we're going to keep on moving forward. The number to give us a call here right now, give us a call here. The lines are open. We're going to open up some discussion with you. But the number to call us is at 563-999-3617. Again, that's 563-999-3617. Facebook, feel free to give us a call. I know you're watching us online. Thank you very much for that. And we're going to try to. Okay, so let me tell Facebook that new number. Some of you may have been trying to reach us on the old number, but let me just make sure. See, that's what happens, Pastor, when you switch up on people.
They don't take long. Yes, sir.
No, sir. So let's do this while I'm communicating on Facebook here, Pastor Lomax. Tell us a little bit about my overall vision for the ministry long term, because that will dovetail into what we're doing over this weekend on June 16th through the 18th. Let me give you the floor right quickly.
Yeah, well, Mount Sinai is a church, part of the Cumberland Presbyterian organization. I've been the pastor there for the last 10 years. We are just trying to begin again. We lost a lot of people to COVID, a lot of people to age, and so this is just an opportunity to minister outside the box. I've been praying and thinking and actually doing some ministry with young people. Having a military background, 13 years in the United States Marine Corps, I found a ministry that allows me to teach young men, young boys skills. And what it does, it gives them to think, and it gives them a thought about themselves and their strength. It helps them to know that they're valuable and that they're more than just a street thug or a boy with a gun or someone who's always into mischief or someone who falls prey to what society says you are because of the color of your skin. or where you live at, or where you hang out at, stuff like that. So we're trying to manipulate the minds of these young men in a good and positive way. Anyone who's been in the military knows about teamwork. They know about strategy. They know about individualism, how to strengthen yourself, how to find out about things that you wasn't aware of yourself. And these things build confidence. And that's what we need to build in our young people today, is confidence in themselves and not to rely or depend on anyone but God. And that'd be enough. So that's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Pastor Waller, we're joined by your sweetheart, and I say that affectionately, 3072 out of Jacksonville, Florida. Look at here. Welcome, 3072.
Hey.
What's happening, 3072?
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, sounds like you got it wrapped up.
Introduce our good friend, Pastor. Introduce a good friend to her before we move forward then.
Hey, man, listen, 3072, I just want to let you know how grateful that we are to know that you've tapped right on in and you have an eager heart. And I want Pastor Lomas to know that we got a caller, man, that have that energy that we need. So we welcome you back. And I'm glad to know that you called on the first night. So that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Thank
you. My pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
My pleasure to meet you, sir.
God bless you.
All right. Well, let's do this. Again, the number to call here. Thank you all for watching us on Facebook. We appreciate that. We love to hear from you. You don't necessarily have to give your name. We'll go by the last four digits of your number. If you want to introduce yourself, we're happy to have you do that as well. But it's an open dialogue and discussion. Before we get into the meat of tonight's focus, I just want to let you know that you're free to call. We'd love to hear from you. 563-999-3617. Again, for our regular callers, the platform, the podcast platform, has assigned us a new number, so bear with us as we all remember it moving forward. Okay. Let me just go to the meat of our discussion for tonight. Fatherhood in Action, June 16th through the 18th, 2023. I mentioned to you at the beginning of the show that Dr. Lomax called me and said, look, man, come on now. Let's do this together. And I said, yeah. I said, well, you know, I got a friend. I got a running partner. I can't go without him. So he said, well, bring him on over. And we initially started talking about the Father's Day weekend, and Pastor Waller brought it to our attention. This ain't fatherhood is not about one day to be celebrated. It's a 365-day activity, 24/7. Have I got a witness? 7 days a week. Is that right, Pastor Waller? Is that right?
That's the truth.
Okay. I just want to know if I got a witness, that's all. And so
you got a
what
witness.
We've done. Okay, all right. That's right. So what we've done is to put our heads together, and Lord be our help. Starting on June the 16th, Friday, June the 16th, we're going to have a tent meeting. And this Pastor Waller has really done a powerful job of reaching out to the traditional street ministry and so forth and so on. And we're going to dovetail that. Friday evening, June 16th, 5 p.m., we will pitch tents. And we will be at 626 40th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, 37209. Pastor Waller will be presiding. Come on out. Guess what you're going to do there? Mamas, grandmamas, aunties, fathers even, bring your young males between the ages of 12 and 17. We got room for 25 of them. And Lord willing, register with them for our 24-hour camp. We'll talk about that in just a second. Our 24-hour camp on the 17th. But meet us there on the 16th at 620 Avenue North. Where is that at? 626 40th Avenue North. Come check in with us. The three of us will be there. We'll be engaging you and talking with you and talking about what we're doing. We'll have a full itinerary for our parents and guardians to know what we're doing. We don't take that lightly, because as Pastor Lomax said earlier, and he'll talk about it some more, we want our young men to understand that when you look at the news, everybody's saying, look at them, so-and-so, so-and-so. Well, that's not our position. We know that there's hope, and we know that there's barriers as well. So meet us there on the 16th, right there at 626 40th Avenue. What's going to happen the next day? Well, on that Saturday from 10 a.m., starting at 10 a.m., we're going to converse at Pastor Lomax's church, which is Mount Sinai Cumberland Presbyterian Church, located at 3800 North Hodge Ferry Road, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. Yours truly will be presiding with Pastor Lomax and Waller, and we're going to hold a male youth engagement camp. Now, this old Marine dog is coming out there, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the survival skills and character building activity that we have. We're going to have a lot of fun activities, but some educational, socially oriented, pro-social instruction that we'll get. Go ahead and talk to me a little bit about that.
The first thing I can say is that there will not be any drill instructor activity. So there will be no yelling and screaming and frightening young boys. That's not our purpose. Our purpose are to minister to the minds of these young men if we can, to show them skills, survival skills, teach us about ourselves. They teach us about teamwork. They teach us how to survive in a world to the point to where you're not worried about whether you have money or don't have money. You don't have to go out and sell and get bling bling to be somebody, but that you can, on your own, with the help of God, navigate through this world and live comfortably and know that if anything happens, if need be, you have the skills to manage or even the confidence to step up where you need to step up. And a lot of kids, they don't get that. And the very main reason is because the home is void of a parent, a father. And our male brothers and sisters are suffering by not having that father in that house. And so let us use this time and this opportunity to minister you about what a father is and how we become men and how we're just not, it's not about us, but it's about our communities, it's about our neighbors, it's about our family. And whatever we do touches all of those areas. It touches our community, it touches our family. And so we want to try and train these young men because they're being trained now to work the streets.
Yeah.
You know, and so we need to train them to work for God. And by doing that, you have to know how to love yourself. And that's what we want. We want to help them to love themselves and be confident that they can do anything with the Lord but fail.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, right quickly. And then I'll go ahead.
That address you shot out, I recall that one well. I hate that I won't be there to show up and attend, even just to look around. I mean, I'm almost mad I'm not a young male now.
We're supposed to have a big tent, and we're going to have a tent for everyone to stay in, and we're going to show these young men how to do things, how to survive, how to build a shelter, how to build a fire, how to identify vegetation, how to feed themselves, how to catch it. There's an old saying, an old proverb, that if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, but if you teach him how to fish, you'll feed him for a lifetime. And that's the concept that I use in my approach to this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I just want to add to that. In addition to what he just said, what's most important is we want our young brothers to understand it's natural to get upset.
Yeah,
the Bible says anger, but sin not. What do you do when you have a conflict and you have a rage? How do you manage that? That's what they're going to learn,
right,
too.
Right.
One of the things that the knee-jerk response is to grab a weapon and to react. We want to show them how to take your greatest weapon, your mind, and let that work for you. Ain't nobody praying. I wish I had a friend in church. Run
that back again. Run that back again, Pastor. You cut out a little bit.
Yeah. I said, we want to teach them and show them how not to use a physical weapon, but your greatest weapon, which is your mind, and let that work for you. Let that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not just then, but for the rest of their lives. See, that's what the enemy wants to do, is to distract you and allow you to use your physical strength. And the way they tell me the way they catch alligators is they keep on poking them. They keep poking them and let them wrestle, and they tire themselves out. And before you know it, they're not a threat to nobody no more. I want these young brothers to understand that you can, the race isn't given to the swift. So the Bible is wrong. But the Bible says it's by chance. So I ain't going to preach, Pastor Lomax. I didn't come to preach. But if I had to, I'd take as a topic. By chance. So listen. Let me tell y'all what else going to happen. That will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lord willing, we'll have these 25 young men. Moms, grandmoms, guardians, if you want to come through there and put eyes on what we're doing, you're welcome. Is that right, Pastor Wallace?
It's better that way.
Yeah.
Bring
a blanket and pillow. Spend the night with us. We're gonna do exactly what we set out to do, the itinerary, and there's nothing hidden. Matter of fact, we're gonna film everything. We're gonna make it better. Want these young men to have a memory to go on. Want them to have a positive memory, a positive one of those things where it was like Peter, John, and James at the trans. We was glad that we were here. That's what we want them to leave saying.
That's right. I want to reiterate something that Pastor Lomax said. We are endeavoring to have a tent and having sleeping bags and camping gear for each one of them. We are in the process of procuring those things. But we also have the building, so we do have baths and things of that nature. But we're gonna sleep outside on the ground. Pastor Wallace, I know you're young, but them legs got them, the bones may brittle a little bit, but we're gonna get on the ground now.
Hey,
look, Pastor, I don't know about that, Pastor Wallace. If I was you, I don't know. I would think that would know.
Yeah. It's gonna be a little rough for me to do that.
We got an old Marine. He's used to it, but we're gonna get on the ground with these babies, and we're gonna let them know we can do it too.
I'm gonna have to lean on you, Pastor Fat Ricky, because I want a good leg to stand on.
That's all right, my brother's keeper. That's all right.
Now we'll culminate all of this with a community worship service that is going to be presided by our good friend Pastor Lomax right there at Mount Sinai, and it'll begin at 11 o'clock a.m. Anybody, everybody, come on out. There is a word.
Yeah, come on out. We'll have breakfast that morning, so you're invited. Just come on out and enjoy yourself. You know, We're not. It's not about us in the end. It's about the power of God and what we can do when you put it in use, when you put it out there. You might not save but one soul, but that's a soul worth saving.
That's right.
That's
our aim, is just to let people know that being a man is not being a color. It's not being. It's not being a title. Being a man is a behavior that one learns. And if he learns the wrong way to be a man, he won't be a man. But I remember Paul saying, when I put away my childish things, when I put away my childish thoughts, I became a man. And there's got to be a transition, and there's got to be a transformation. As Pastor Dockery said, by the renewing of their minds. And this is our way of renewing their minds.
Look,
I want to speak about the curriculum, the materials that we're going to use. Naturally, we're going to have the Word of God. It's a blueprint. It's a blueprint, right? Basic instruction before leaving Earth. I heard somebody say that with the Bible, right? But we're going to also have I was fortunate to author a workbook on focus on male youth development. We're going to have that. But in addition to that, we were talking, someone said earlier about how we teach them how to live outside of just the streets. Well, we're grateful that God has blessed Pastor Waller to be a living example, a walking example of how to turn the street life around. And I heard him say something about a flip side. So he's authored two books. We're going to use one or both of them as textual material. I've read both of them. Son has read it. And we both grew from it. So, and Pastor Lomax has read it. And we're going to use that. And Pastor Waller will be there in live and in person. You can't get no better than that now. Can't get better than that. Huh? Is that right? You just can't get no better. I think about Thomas and his doubtfulness, Pastor Waller. He wasn't sure if his eyes were leading him wrong. And Jesus grabbed him by the hand and said, come here, boy, give me your hand. That's that. Feel what he put the nails in my side. Yeah. I ain't going to preach. Let me leave it alone. Let me leave it alone because I'm feeling my health.
But you notice he was there a week before and Thomas wasn't there, but he came back just for Thomas.
He was busy. Yeah. Man. He was preoccupied.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll be doing. We'll be coming back because it's not just it's not a one weekend thing. This is a ministry that we are launching on the 16th, but we're continuing that because we want mothers especially who are working hard and trying to make ends meet. We want them to have a safe place for their children to learn things and to grow up and to be manly. So that's what we want to do.
Let me give you the floor for a second, Pastor Lomax.
Mm-hmm.
Six months from now, these mamas come in there, they bring their children to us, and Lord allow us to impart some wisdom on them. 6 months from now, Pastor Lomax, what can they expect to hear in terms of continued ministry moving forward with a focus on these young men? With a focus on these young men. What can they expect?
If the young men who get involved remain involved, they're not even they have no conscience of what valuable things they can learn that will give them options in their decision making, and that's what they don't have now. They don't have a lot of options in their decision making. They don't have skills. They don't believe in themselves. They've got to be told by others of their value and stuff like that. And we want to enlist and encourage them to learn that they are, like I said, a value. They can do things if they just put their mind to it. If they work with others, teamwork, they can get things done. Everyday things that we do that they are missing out on, and for the same reason I said before, a lot of them just don't have that father in that house. The mama has to be daddy, father, and work two jobs too. She can't do it all. So the church should be there to help. That's one thing the church should do in that community or in any community is to reach out to the young people because we're losing them.
Yeah. Well, now, so talk to me about fathers. There are some good brothers out there that handle business. Where can they get in where they fit into? You know what I mean?
Well,
Go ahead.
It's the same thing with fathers. I ain't with a father now, 22, 19. Have no skills, no education. Hey, you can turn that around. I went back to school when I was in my 50s. Just graduated last year.
Okay.
Just graduated last year. Just did the master's, and it takes what can I say? You have to be passionate about something, and you have to be committed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is not taught in the household today, to be committed to something. You know, if you're committed to running the streets and selling dope and running guns and stuff like that, how come you can't be just as committed in being someone in the community that they can look up to? How come being be committed to be an attorney or a doctor, things that we need in our community, you know, a lawyer, those type of things? If you feel that you can do, if you don't have any love for yourself and don't have any commitment to yourself, it's just hard. And we give up. They give up. And they fall into situations that is unfortunate, either death or jail. We've got to do something to turn that around. And if we can't do it but one soul at a time, then it would behoove us to do our very best with that one soul.
Okay. All right. Well, let me turn here, and I don't want to bore my sister here. I got a question for you, sister, but allow me to read this to you first, then I got a question for you. Listening audience, 563-999-3617. Give me a call. Give us a call. Call us right now, right here in the studio. All right, 3072. Sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse and finally stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, "What do you have against me, man of God, to remind me of my sin and kill my son?" "Give me your son," Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, "Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy even on this widow? I am staying with by causing her son to die." Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried unto the Lord, "Lord, my God, let this boy's life turn to him." The Lord heard Elijah's boy's life return to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know you are a man of God, that the word of the Lord from your mouth." 3072, 2023.
Yeah.
What are struggling mothers for to hear from men of God in 2020? What is it that they need to see?
You said what is, I'm sorry, can you restate your question?
Struggling mamas with boys that are afraid they're going to get killed in the street by the police or anybody. What is it that they're looking for from men of God, those who profess to have the word of God in them and to be a light to a dark world? What are they looking for in 2020?
Well, I think they're looking first for the men to step up and to recognize themselves as such first, and then secondly, to create a blueprint or some sort of direction or some instruction on how the next man or young boy can be one.
Wow. Wow. Pastor Wallace, you got me on the cross, man. Help me come down, Pastor.
What
I got to do is come
exactly
down the cross.
Hey, she know what's needed. She know what's needed, man. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and honestly, seriously, I think like the other pastor, I don't mean to cut anyone off, was saying self-recognition first, self-soul recognition first, to even identify yourself with something great, something good other than negative things is a must. Even if somebody's trying to teach you, if you don't believe within yourself that, you know, I have power, that I'm good, that I can do all things through Christ, how can anybody else instill that in you? So you have to start believing and accepting that for yourself first.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then, because you can't teach nobody else that if you don't believe that yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Pastor, if I could inject inject something that through that scripture so enlightened my soul, because I seen the picture of chaos downstairs. There's a mother who is about to lose her son. This is going on downstairs. She doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know why the God man is there. This chaotic moment is downstairs. But the Bible says he took the boy upstairs. Took him upstairs. And that's what we want to do with these young men. Take them upstairs where they can see life from a different angle.
Oh God,
that's right.
Yes. It's a whole lot of folk out there who say God called them, and God told them to tell you to listen to them. What's the difference? What's the difference, brethren? I can only speak for myself. I'm fat head and good looking, but that ain't my fault. I didn't ask for that. That's my mom and my dad and my fault. You understand? But. What I have control over is my example, my words, my actions, what it is that folk can relate to, you understand? And I want to be clear that I don't pretend to have all the answers. But
exactly.
If y'all been following me for the last few years, y'all know I made some predictions 16 years ago, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, right here. And I just saw where a four-year-old baby, they just arrested three of them, young men.
Mm-hmm.
When 10 years ago, they were in middle school.
What?
10 years ago, they were in middle school. And I made predictions then. I'm not one to say I told you so, but I'm saying that after Pastor Lomax called me and said, come on, Darcy, let's go now, I could not respond accordingly. Because I know that his heart is where mine is. What we want you to know is that you can trust that our efforts appear and our intentions are righteous. Information. God called us with information to help you transition your son to safety, to productivity. And guess what? Just because you're black, young, and male don't mean you have to go to jail. Just because a young black male don't mean you have to drop out of school. Just because a young black male don't mean you have to be broke, throw up from the floor. But I come to tell you that God has a way for you to be on the top, be the head, and not the tail. Have I got a witness, gentlemen? Let me be quiet and let y'all talk, because I know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lomax.
No, I was waiting for Pastor Waller. I was waiting for old Fat Rick to get in there. Come on,
man. I'm just listening and observing and appreciating whatever it is that we are doing, because when you have a heart desire to make a difference, that's where the volume comes in at. It speaks volume. It's called action. And what the people need now is action. Because one of the hardest things for people that's out there, caught up young people, is that they don't know how to get out of a trap. And once the trap captures an individual, and that's my experience, it's not easy to just walk away, especially when you don't have information that's valuable, that's powerful. And there's a thing that says, if you desire to get what we have to offer and are willing to put the effort to get it, then you're well on your way. And that means you have to connect with someone who have something that's needed. And what we bring to the table is a need. To sit back and to watch the young people crying out and no one is able to hear the cry, then the approach would be different. When you approach them, it's different. But when you can hear their cry, that's a sound right there that the compassion flares up. And that's meeting them right where they are in order to find out what they're dealing with. And that's where I come in at and say, I've been in a trap. I know what it's like to be able to say, it's fun in the trap. It's a lot of joy in the trap. It's a lifestyle in the trap. It's music to the ears in the trap. I don't even know it. And see, when you don't know it, you become numb to what everybody thinks they have to say. And that's what action comes at. And that's why we really need action. It's action time. You know, you got plenty of churches all around in different cities. And I'm just speaking especially here in Nashville. But I've watched. I mean, I've been doing it for some time, watching. And the word does say is watch and pray. Unless you enter into temptation. So what I'm saying, a lot of have entered into temptation. And once you enter into temptation, it gets a hold on you and refuse to let you go.
Yeah.
And once you become unaware of that, you become comfortable with it. And that was me. So there is a solution to a common problem, and that's what we desire to bring to the table for the young people. So everything is moving in motion, little by little, step by step. I'm enjoying everything that I'm hearing right about now. And
the other thing is that church is like a nightclub.
What?
In order to get through the door, you got to pay a cover charge.
Say what?
We're coming to you. There's no cover charge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the church coming to the community.
Yeah.
And so it's a different style. It's a different approach. And it doesn't come seeking to do anything but to save. And I think me and Ricky and Pastor Dockery and even the young lady who's with us, I think we can all say that we're just a nobodies trying to tell anybody about somebody who could save anybody, you know.
Yes, you can, brother.
We're not trying to be anything other than servants and ministers of God, and to do it faithfully, because lives are at stake, souls are at stake. And I don't know about y'all, but it's a serious thing to me.
Yeah, that's it. You're on the right track. I mean, just put it like that. You know, it's just something that's upcoming. I think he put the dates out.
We're going to come about to a brief promo commercial here in just a second. 563-999-3617. That is the number to call. We still got a few more minutes here to hear from you. You heard from us. You're going to hear just a second a little bit more. But the number is 563, Facebook, 999-3617. Give us a call here on Talk Straight. This is your host, Pastor Dockery, and our co-host, Pastor Ricky Wallen, for tonight only, our guest friend, Pastor Lomax. Now, he come in the next time. If he don't find his way to the refrigerator on his own, he just messed up. I've got to wait. That's his fault.
Go ahead.
Bear with us for a moment. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll come back with an announcement, and we'll return to our discussion tonight with and about the event that we have here, Fatherhood in Action. Give us a minute. We'll be right back here.
We must begin to tell our young, and you know that the world over, the whole world waits. Haven't you heard that the work has just begun?
You're listening to the late, great Donny Hathaway, to be young, gifted, and black. Listen, this June 16th through the 18th, 2023, there will be a Fatherhood in Action weekend. Not to say nobody else is doing anything, but if you want answers, mama, grandmama, aunties, sisters, brothers, on how to turn a wayward young heart in the right direction, get with us. Meet us at the tent Friday night, June 16th, 2023, 5 o'clock p.m. We'll be there from 5 until. Where you going? Where is that, doctor? 626 40th Avenue North. 626 40th. Right on the corner of 40th and Clifton. Guess who? The place you come to know it as in Nashville is over there in Preston Taylor neighborhood. All right? Check in with us. We'll register you, and we'll give you a full itinerary of what we're going to be doing with these 25 young men, ages 12 to 17. Because the Male Youth Engagement Camp will convene from 10 o'clock a.m. to 1 p.m. the next day, right there at Mount Sinai Covenant Presbyterian Church. Where is that at, Doctor? 3800 North Hyde's Ferry Road, right there in Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. All right? Then on Sunday, right early, Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, Pastor Lomax will be presiding over a community worship service. Come one, come all. Join us. Join us. Fatherhood in Action. That's what you want to see, what it look like? Register your son today. Over 50 years of experience in youth engagement combined. You understand what I'm saying? Some of the data out there that says 19.5 million children are fatherless around the nation. Huh? We have a situation where we have mothers struggling, about 18.6 million of them in the country. That includes right here in Nashville. But guess what? The Lord has sent hope, has sent help right here in Nashville, Tennessee. Join us. Facebook, we appreciate you looking at us, and you can always contact us. Give me a call at 615-942-6816 if you want to talk to me. Sometimes, gentlemen and ladies, people want somebody they can see. You know, they want to be able to touch them and what have you before they believe it. That's okay. That's okay. 615-942. This is the number off the air, 6816. Give me a call if you want to talk more about it. Hit me up here on Facebook, or you can direct message me. This is Israel Dockery here. Pastor Ricky Waller, Pastor David Lomax are with us, and we're endeavoring to impart wisdom in the hearts of these young men. We want to pour the word of God into them and be a light into them. Now, Pastor Waller, if you catch Dockery on the street walking around in a drunken stupor and talking crazy, what should you do to him?
See, what would I do?
What should you do to him? He's walking around like you're in a drunken stupor, and he's talking crazy and messing around. What should you do to him?
I mean, it's nothing that I can do to him. I can make sure that if he have an ear to hear, you know, you can probably hear a lot better when you're up under the influence anyway, because a lot of people, sometimes you're thinking that they're in their right mind, they're not listening.
Okay.
See, that was a man that was demon-possessed. They didn't think he had no ear to hear.
Mm.
But he was watching and looking and listening, and all of a sudden he had a strong, powerful connection with the Waymaker.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to be encouraged to know that, you know, yes, you may have been like that for a while, and, you know, people would probably point their finger at you and say all manner of things, but I have to have compassion because I'm that same person that was up under the influence of doing things, so I couldn't put you down. I could encourage you and let you know that there is a way to escape from it. That's the way I would approach it. I wouldn't force it on anybody. Huh?
Can I tell the truth, though? Can I tell the truth and shame the devil?
Yes,
if I were me and I saw If I was me and I saw me like that, I'd do everything you said, but at the same time, I'd grab me and tell me, go sit your tail down and quit being a bad example to these people until you get yourself together. Now, go get yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be all up in front of folks' face talking or what have you, because you're gonna cause some people to doubt, you understand, that there's anybody that's serious. You understand what I mean? No, I said, in love, what you're saying is right. I'm going to correct it, but the Bible said if you find your brother in error, is that what it says? You go to him first. Huh? You go
yes,
to him
it's
first.
Easy. That's the thing about it. It's so easy. It's so easy to do it by force, and it would be without the power of compassion, because see, that's what happened. See, the compassion is going to meet them with power. And
right.
when they leave there in that condition, at least they'll have something to work with because somebody care. And
sure.
and then showing that you care, sometimes it takes time, steps, you know, little by little, because it's so many young people at the age that we're talking about that has
yeah.
no knowledge about what it's like to be able to just automatically get free. And that's the key right now, is to show them how it can be done, because there is a way for it to take place. The trap is easy to walk into,
absolutely.
But it's not easy
absolutely.
To walk out of. And that's the thing about it. You see, the trap is so attractive that that's the reason why so many of them are in it right now. It's not like that they say, hey, I want to go into a trap. It don't go like that. I know I didn't want to go in a trap, but I did. And for those who followed me, went in it too. So when I got that information on how to get out of it, then I was able to know what it's like to go back and to remind them that they don't have to stay as long as I did in the trap.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's...
I posed that question, Pastor, and 3072 and that's Lomax, because accountability is very, very important, and especially when you step forward, and you demonstrate, you say you're going to demonstrate to people righteousness. If you don't know what you're doing, it's okay. If you don't know, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out the way. I think Pastor Lomax. Lead, follow. Finish that for me, Pastor Lomax.
Mm-hmm. I just simply get out of the way, you know.
Right.
Because that's just...
And it helps to, you know... We can't approach our young men in a traditional way because they're exposed to so much more than what we were when we were coming up.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and so we have to meet them where they're at. Paul said, I'll become like you just so if I can just gain one person, you know, one soul, I'll become like that person. In other words, he didn't say he'd start robbing and stealing, but he said he would bring himself to where that person thought they were to show that person the way out, you know. If you've been there, it helps out a lot. I think me and Ricky both are cut from some of the same material. I buried a son.
Yeah.
To violence when he was only 26 years old.
Exactly.
Murdered right here in the streets of Nashville, Tennessee, you know.
Yeah.
And so when I think about young people, I see his sons now, my grandsons, both doing well and doing real, I mean, just remarkable to have been raised without him.
Right.
But they had somebody in their life who was dedicated to seeing them make better decisions, even move them out of the Nashville inner circle to the suburbs, to Antioch, so they could have a better opportunity and better things. And they excelled in what they're doing. I'm so proud of them. But it helps if you've been there, if you've been on those streets, knows what that person is experiencing and has experienced, because you've been there yourself.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Well, we ain't gonna talk about me being born in the concrete ghettos of Chicago. And
yeah, we don't
want to
talk about Southside at all. I was gonna make you the angel of the group, but you blew that, Doc.
But your point is well. Well, listen, we've got a few more minutes before we wrap up tonight. Let us yield to the lady in our midst and allow her to speak in Jacksonville, Florida. She's already told us she could be here. But let us allow her to give us a final thought here before we wrap up our discussion here. And we're gonna pick this up, by the way. Excuse me 1 second, Thursday. Thursday we're gonna do another special show. We're gonna be doing this until it's time for us to have our even. And we want you, mothers, whoever you are, get with us and be prepared to come and allow us to work with you and engage your young in a positive, proactive way. I'm sorry, 3072, take the floor.
Yeah, so I think it's absolutely beautiful that three kings are able to step down from their thrones to collab and work together and try to make things right, man, for our children and our young men and our babies. And I think that's a great starting point. If more men can just step down a little bit to come mm-hmm. together, that would be, man, healing in itself.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Because God stepped down from his throne to save the whole world.
Yes,
I know.
Yes,
I
yes.
Know.
Well, we can step down from ours and save a couple of boys. We'll be all right.
I'll
be
that.
Well with my soul.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. We appreciate that. I know I already missed Pastor Waller, 8112, Mama D. He would have echoed that and bounced right on off of 3072.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would. 3072,
sure
you got my condolences,
there.
Too.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She's missed.
Up there now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that, yeah, we miss her. I thought about her when I called that she wouldn't be calling, but I'm sure she's, like you said, echoing right up there. Everything we're talking about.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Virginia.
With that being said, Pastor, let me pass the mic around to each of you gentlemen to give us a caring thought to take us over the next couple of days. And we're going to endeavor to do this again this coming Thursday at 7 p.m. To reiterate this. And encourage Facebook, thank you, those who are fellows who follow us tonight on our live stream. Let me encourage you to post this and share this with others. If you know a mother, you know a grandmother, you know somebody who ages 12, young men ages 12 to 17, I understand the importance and the sensitivity of being able to vet who you leave your children with. I understand that. I'm an educator and a pastor for over 28 years now, and a professional. I get that. And I want you to feel free to come check us out. You understand what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't leave mine with anybody, to be told. Mm-hmm. But Friday night, right there at 626 40th Avenue, you can see us face-to-face. All three of us will be there. We've committed ourselves to these 3 days. And for sure, give me a call at 615-942 6816. You can speak more in detail if you like to. I realize social media has a way of being impersonable, and I definitely want to open up that opportunity. But you can reach us that way, and that's a way to reach Pastor Wall and Pastor Lomax as well. All right. Having said that, let me go ahead and yield the floor to you gentlemen and post this out. Share this with your people and tell your folks to get with us. Get with us. And look on 7:60 a.m. They'll be having some announcements about it as well, the local gospel station here. All right, let's go with you first, Pastor Lomax, because tonight you're a guest. Tomorrow you're at home. And don't let me get you to the room.
Well, Pastor Dockery, I certainly want to thank God for us being friends and sharing this ministry together. You and Pastor Waller are two people that I esteem higher than myself, and I'm grateful to God to be able to work with you. I'm praying that people understand that this is God's ministry, because we're working in God's vineyard, in his garden. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be mindful and be delicate, be understanding, be patient, and learn to wait on him, because when he moves, things happen. I can't save anyone. But when God moves, things happen, and that's what we're allowing God to move, to use us to move to these young people, that they might have a correspondence with God and a relationship with Him that is fruitful and conducive to a more excellent way of living.
We'll see.
All right. Go ahead, Pastor Waller. We pass it on to you, my brother.
Yeah, we're just truly thankful for everybody, man, who's tuned in. And for all of you, I thank God again for 3072 as she came right on in and we talked about some of the things that can be done. We know that's a starting point. And Pastor Lomad, you know, when you made known of what you said, man, I honor a brother like you, man, because it was a genuine heartfelt. When I said, when I heard about it, I knew that it was genuine. And mm-hmm. when you said that it's when God moves, you just move with Him. And that's what's going on. So Pastor Doctor, you just know God is moving, man. And when He moves, just about bracing yourself to find out His ways. And that's the reason why I like Isaiah 40:31. It says, they that wait upon the Lord knew their strength. And this is what's needed. Strength is needed, you know, for us to pass down strength to the young and those that are willing. So just be encouraged and know that the starting point is always an effective way to move toward things that can be done. Keep it right there.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. Talk Straight is back. Talk Straight is back. Yours truly, Reverend Dr. Reuben Docker, your host, and Pastor Waller, our co-host, and we just going to make him another co-host. It's Pastor David Lowe. He ain't got no host. Listen, he ain't got
all
no
fun. Host. All good.
Yeah.
But
that's
we
right.
Thank God for the show. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, our regular listeners, those that are on the Block Talk Radio platform, as well as our Facebook live stream, 615-942-6816. Talk to me about our event that's coming up here on June the 16th, Fatherhood in Action. Fatherhood in Action. This ain't no dumb talk. This is real stuff. So, all right. And we'll look forward to coming back at 7 o'clock. Coming Thursday night for a brief discussion, and we'll be announcing it even further. Tune in to 7:60 a.m. right here in Nashville, Tennessee for further announcements there. And we love to have you come and be a part of this. We're looking for 25 young men, and we endeavor to have a tent to have all our activities in, as well as in the church there on the grounds there at 3800 Old Highest Ferry Road. Mount Sinai Covenant Presbyterian Church, where the under-shepherd is none other than Pastor David Lomax. But Pastor Ricky Walland with New Way Outreach Ministry and yours truly with Bethel Family Church will be collaborating in this effort to reach these young men and to work with these mothers and guardians of young men who are otherwise at risk. All right? No more risk. They got hope.
Amen.
Now.
And Pastor, we want to encourage any. I mean, if we hit over 25, you're welcome. I'll give
Come
you my
on.
Sleeping bag. We don't want to turn anyone away.
That's right. All right. Your mama, you got more than one son. Don't leave them at home. Bring them on out there.
Yeah.
We'll get them in there.
That's right.
We'll find a way. All right. That being said, we appreciate you all. We're going to leave on that note, Tremaine Hawkins, talk.